are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Craig Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. 2 years ago, when Democrats took back control of the House of Representatives as well as the Senate, one of the stories they used to show the corruption and misdirection of the Republican leadership was the story of Mark Foley, the Republican congressman from Florida who had been caught in a scandal in which he sent salacious text messages to male House pages who were just teenagers. But now the Democrat who has replaced Foley in Congress is at the center of another sex scandal, with allegations that he tried to pay a former mistress to keep silent in order to boost his reelection chances. And now, just today, allegations of an affair while he was having that affair. With me now to talk about it all, David Drucker of Roll Call Newspaper. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
How did this story come to light?
Well, credit ABC News. They broke the story. And, of course, they don't reveal sources. But I'm sure it didn't help the congressman that he made one woman very, very angry. And I wouldn't doubt that she found a way to leak this thing just in time to cause Congressman Mahoney re-election problems, although I don't, of course, know that to be a fact.
And in terms of what we know about this relationship, what are the allegations about the payments and so forth, and how much evidence do we have that that's actually the case?
I'd put it this way. The fact that the congressman has not denied the affair and has not denied the payoff, to me, is evidence enough. He has said that he will be exonerated and he welcomes an ethics investigation, but he's not denied this, not in any way, shape, or form. And it is also too close to the election to hold an ethics investigation according to House rules. And they do that so that you can't use the ethics committee as a political tool. So this is something that couldn't even be done until after the election. I do know that the congressman's former media advisor, a company out of Nashville, has disassociated itself with him and said that they had no part in this, were not involved in this. They were obviously very upset. And nobody on the Democratic side in the House of Representatives has come to Congressman Mahoney's defense. And that's a sign to me that they see this guy as guilty and they just would like him to go away.
In terms of where the race stood prior to this scandal leaking out, it's known to be a Republican district, and I know the Republicans were targeting this. What did the latest polls look like, and how big of an impact do you think the story is likely to have on the race?
Well, I think the story is going to have a huge impact on the race, especially given the history in the district, the recent history with the way Congressman Foley resigned, and the fact that Congressman Mahoney took advantage of that last cycle and says, look, vote for me and you'll have ethics and you'll have a congressman you can be proud of. I haven't seen a new poll, and I think this thing is still too fresh to have a new poll this second, although I expect a poll or two will come out in the next couple of days. Tom Rooney was within striking distance before this thing broke, but was thought to probably not have a shot just because the Republicans don't have enough money to fight for districts like this, and because at the presidential level, Senator Barack Obama has been doing so much better than Senator John McCain, and House candidates are very tied to the presidential candidate in presidential years. With this thing now, I mean, everybody I've talked to today leads me to believe that there's no way the congressman holds on to this seat. And in fact, rumors are already starting to leak out that he's going to resign before the election.
And would that give Democrats time to put anyone else on the ballot, or do they just basically forfeit the seat?
If he does it quickly, they might have time to put somebody on the ballot, but I don't think it would help them too much, especially because it is a Republican district. I think you could end up with a lot of buyer's remorse. Don't forget, even in 2006, a horrible, horrible year for Republicans, when they lost a lot of Republican districts, the Republican that they put on the ballot to replace Mark Foley very nearly won that seat. I mean, it was a close race, and this guy only had a month to campaign and not very much money. So I'd never put anything past the Democrats this cycle in terms of winning seats, because the Republicans can't seem to buy a break, even if it slaps them in the face. But the people that I trust to sort of know that district and know what's going on, at least to this point today, lead me to believe that Rooney should now be at least considered a favorite to win this seat.
Last 30 seconds here, David. I remember 2 years ago that once the Foley story broke, the big question was who in the House majority leadership knew about this well before it broke? What's the story this time on the Democratic side?
It doesn't matter as much, I don't believe, simply because, first of all, we're in a presidential year. All of the focus is on the presidential election. Second of all, the economy is in such a state that people are concerned about that above all else.
David, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure.
David Drucker of Roll Call. That'll do it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. A reminder to listen to the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day through our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.